Welcome to GFT, Galactic Figure Talk, a podcast about Star Wars and Star Wars action figure collecting.
Awesome, yeah!
The reason they're 3¾ inches tall is because the first mock-up figures that I made were Fisher-Price Adventure People.
I will freeze your body in carbonite forever, Han Solo!
Not so fast!
We finally launched 6-inch when I felt the time was right. We needed a new spark.
We started selling all of the action figures through the fan club, and our most successful was the Cantina Band. That was enormously one of the best-selling items we've ever sold through the fan club.
I used my nephew as a hand model on the Waffle Box. He's the one with the little hand that's in there.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures.
Now, welcome your host, Chris B.
Welcome to another episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. My name is Chris B. I'm your host, and on this episode, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, especially the HasLab, which has been postponed, so let's dive into it. Alright, so this morning Hasbro came out and they announced that the HasLab for the Vintage Collection has been pushed back. And it was a pretty big surprise because I think this was a very highly anticipated project. A lot of people have been speculating what it might be, and everyone that I know was looking forward to this week's live stream. We were wondering whether it's going to be revealed in the middle of the week or if it's going to be actually on May the 4th on this coming Saturday. And what do you know? They actually did announce a live stream for Friday, so May 3rd at 11 a.m. East Coast time, where they're going to be talking about the Vintage Collection and the Black Series line, but they're not going to reveal the HasLab. And what they did say was, "We know the anticipation is high for the upcoming Star Wars The Vintage Collection HasLab. While we initially planned to unveil it this week, we're taking extra time to ensure it's a spectacular as Star Wars fans expect. The reveal is pushed back, but fear not, we promise it's worth the wait. We'll share more details soon, so keep your comlinks open and stay tuned." So obviously this is a pretty big surprise. I don't know exactly what happened on Hasbro's end of things, but apparently they felt that they weren't ready to show it off yet. And that could be anything. This could be, you know, don't have the 3D renders properly ready. Maybe they don't have the 3D printed model ready. Maybe they're not sure exactly what tiers they're going to do. Who knows what it might be? I don't know. And they didn't say. What I did hear from behind the scenes a little is that they currently don't have a time frame when they're going to reveal it. Obviously, they do want to reveal it rather sooner than later, but it's not like it's just pushed back by 1 week or so. This is going to take a little longer, I think, before they are going to come out and tell us exactly what this is going to be. It's also interesting because the PR company from Hasbro, they had reached out, I think, about a week ago, and they wanted to know whether I wanted to participate in another question and answer with Hasbro about the HasLab reveal. And they came back and they said it's canceled for now because, you know, there's nothing really to talk about if they're not going to reveal the HasLab project yet. So all things considered, you know, with knowing that the PR company already had reached out and that we're all waiting for this week for the reveal, it just, everything feels like it just happened very quickly and a little abruptly. It feels like they've been really trying hard to push this or reveal this this week for May the 4th, but it just didn't work out. Now, I don't have any insight as to why, but it did feel like it happened a little abruptly. Well, you know, my wallet says thank you for now. We have a little bit more time to save up for this, whatever it's going to be. And I guess we'll get a reveal sometime later this year. I don't think that they're going to wait all the way until San Diego Comic-Con, but maybe that's what they'll do. Maybe they'll show it off there. When I look at the Ghost, I mean, they had revealed the Ghost previously on a live stream. And then they showed off the Ghost, the physical model of the Ghost, at San Diego Comic-Con. And it kind of felt like they were going to do the same thing this time around as well. But that's not the case. Maybe in a month or so, they are going to reveal it online in the live stream. And then they could still show off the model at San Diego Comic-Con, I guess. I mean, SDCC is in July, so there's a few months' time to actually come out and tell us what it is and how much this is going to cost. All right, so no HasLab, though, this week, but they're still having the live stream. Again, that's this coming Friday, May 3rd at 11 o'clock East Coast time, and they're going to be talking about the Black Series line and the Vintage Collection. I think for TVC, I have to go in here and look at this announcement here. It says, map the coordinates to initiate your hyperdrive because we have a Galactic Star Wars May the Force Be With You fan stream coming your way. Join the Hasbro Star Wars team on your YouTube channel next Friday, May 3rd at 11 o'clock for a celebration filled with fresh reveals for the Black Series. So we're going to get new announcements for the 6-inch line and some updates on the Vintage Collection. So for TVC, I wouldn't expect any announcements on Friday, but updates. And what updates means that they're probably going to show figures which they have previously pipeline revealed, right? So they're not going to announce anything new. And I guess that makes sense because if they were going to show off the HasLab for TVC during this live stream, that would have been enough to get everyone that collects the 3¾-inch line excited. But now that they're not doing it, I guess they don't have as much on tap. But when I go to galacticfigures.com, click on TVC, and then look at announced figures. I'm just looking at the pipeline reveals here. We could get a look at Admiral Thrawn from the Ahsoka TV series. They still haven't shown us Ahsoka the White. Peridia, Bo-Katan in Season 3 armor has also been pipeline revealed, which we have not seen yet. Din Djarin from Season 3, which has a new jetpack. We also don't know what that looks like. Din Djarin with the Blurg. That could be an option to show us. Ezra Bridger from the Ahsoka TV series was pipeline revealed, but we have not seen the figure yet. There's also been a jetpack trooper from Jedi Survivor, which they could show. And they could also give us a look at Lieutenant Callahan from the Ahsoka TV series that's going to be included with the E-Wing. I guess that would make the most sense because they've already given us a look at the droid that comes with the E-Wing vehicle. So why not also give us a look at what the pilot looks like? They've also pipeline revealed those 4 X-Wing pilots. So maybe they'll give us a look at those. But yeah, that's it for pipeline reveals, I think, so far. So any of those figures that I just mentioned, I think are good candidates for a Friday reveal or a first look at those. One figure which we also haven't seen yet, which I'm pretty excited about, is Cobb Vanth in the Boba Fett armor. I think that's going to be a pretty cool one too. So that's another one which was pipeline revealed, but we have not seen the figure yet. And that's been pipeline revealed for quite some time. So there's a really good chance we'll get a look at this one on Friday. All right, so that's it for the announcements from this morning. So no HasLab, and we don't have a date yet when they're going to reveal it. But there's still a live stream this Friday where they're going to give us new announcements for 6-inch and updates for the 3¾-inch line. All right, let's talk about May the 4th promotions. I have a Disney press release here that they sent me, And I'm just going to read that to you guys so you kind of know what is happening in the world of Star Wars over the next few days leading up to May the 4th. The Disney Store is going to have the Black Series exclusive Mace Windu and 187th Clone Trooper. That's a set which was also available through Hasbro Pulse, but it's sold out on the website. So you get another shot at picking this one up through shopdisney.com, or it's actually the disneystore.com now. It's not Shop Disney anymore. That's going to go live on May the 4th. I think it's 8 o'clock West Coast time, Pacific. If you are missing this one, this is another good opportunity to pick it up. I myself still need this one. I kind of slept on the original release when it was available on Hasbro Pulse, and I'm hoping to get that this coming Saturday. They're also going to have some exclusive Star Wars Starbucks cups. One of my favorites is the Been There series, where they always go to different planets. For this year, they have a Hoth theme. So I'm going to have to take a closer look at this one. I've only seen a very blurry image of what these mugs look like this time around, but it looked rather good. So I might add one of those mugs to my kitchen setup, so to speak. They're saying that Abrams Books has a 40% off select Star Wars titles using promo code FORCE40. Offer is valid between April 23rd and May 6th. So you can already go there and check out what they got. Amazon is going to have a special for Amazon Deal of the Day on select Star Wars toys, apparel, and more on May the 4th. Rumor has it that they're going to have the N1 Naboo Starfighter from the Vintage Collection on sale. There's a good chance that it'll drop down to about $77 because they like to match what Target is doing, and Target had the N1 Naboo Starfighter for $77 but sold out of it. So if you want to get a good deal on that vehicle, stay tuned to Amazon on May the 4th for the deal of the day. Box Lunch, get 25% off all Star Wars products from May 4th to May 5th. Funko, buy two Star Wars items, get one free from May 1 to May 5th. The LEGO Group, pick up the new TIE Interceptor with exclusive early access for LEGO Insiders at select LEGO stores and online with LEGO Insider memberships from May 1 through May 5th. LEGO Insiders will also receive three gifts with purchases of the new LEGO Star Wars TIE Interceptor depicting Darth Vader's cockpit view, the Trade Federation troop carrier building set commemorating the 25th anniversary of The Phantom Menace, and the AAT building set while supplies last. Loungefly, take 25% off all Star Wars products from May 1st through May 5th. Macy's, buy one Star Wars toy, get the second 40% off on May the 4th only. Target, get 20% off select Star Wars items from now through May 4th. And Walmart, get an exclusive limited edition free pin with a Walmart pre-order purchase on purchases of qualifying Hasbro products while supplies last. Offer valid from now until May 13th. Now, I looked into this pin and I couldn't find it. I looked at some of the Star Wars figures which they currently have up for pre-order, and it didn't show the pin was going to be included in any of those. So I don't know if they're just running late or Walmart being Walmart, basically. So the pin looks kind of cool, but like I said, you know, I tried to pre-order some figures to see if they would add the pin, and there was absolutely zero indication that the pin was going to be included. So yeah, maybe once we get closer to May the 4th, they'll add it. But as of right now, I just couldn't find it. The one thing I must say about the Target sale that's happening right now, this is a really, really good sale. I went back and I returned a lot of figures that I had here and repurchased them at 20% off. I think all things considered, I saved about $50 or $60 with all their exclusives, like the Retro Phantom Menace 6-pack, which they currently have. I paid $60 when it came out. I returned it to them because they don't price match. They only price match for up to 2 or 3 weeks, I think. But you can return it, rebuy it at a cheaper price. Saved, I think, like $12, something like that for this set. And you can do this for a lot of figures. Basically, I think their return policy at Target is 90 days. So you have 3 months to return your items and repurchase it, basically. So, yeah, they have most Star Wars figures from the Black Series line, a retro collection also, nothing TVC that I saw at 20% off. Oh, except for the N1 Naboo Starfighter, but that's already sold out. So, yeah. All right, so those are all the May the 4th deals that were listed in the Disney press release. And, you know, for some reason, I feel like this May the 4th is one of the biggest Star Wars days or celebrations that they've had in recent years. I feel like for this year, they're really going all the way out. I feel like there are so many companies participating, and there's just overall so much going on. Plus, on May the 4th, on Saturday, we're going to get the Tales of the Empire cartoon. Tomorrow, we get the season finale. Not the season finale, but the overall series finale for the Bad Batch. And then the Acolyte is only, what, 4 or 5 weeks away now. And I also gotten tickets for myself and my children to go see The Phantom Menace on the big screen. It's the first time seeing episode one on the big screen, so they're kind of excited about it. So, yeah. I'm looking forward to doing that. So that's also this Saturday. So in terms of Star Wars and Star Wars Day, there's a lot going on this week. Now, one thing which might also be of interest to you is that tickets for Star Wars Celebration in Japan next year are going to go on sale on May the 2nd. So if you're planning a trip overseas to attend Star Wars Celebration in Japan, May 2nd is when you can purchase tickets and when the hotel block is going to open up. Now, as far as other Star Wars action figure news goes, I've been adding some of the latest TVC figures to the website, and I'm mostly very impressed with what Hasbro's been doing with TVC, especially with some of the re-releases, which I didn't really expect much of, but that re-release of Cassian Andor with the photoreal update looks phenomenal. This is day and night, really, to the one that they've come out with before. This is actually the third release for Cassian. There was one in the 3¾-inch Black Series line back in the days in 2016 when Rogue One came out. They repackaged that figure in TVC, and now they're re-releasing him again, but now he finally has the photoreal print update, and the head sculpt, the portrait, really, I mean, the difference is staggering. It looks like a different figure to me, quite honestly, so it's a lot better. The update to Finn is noticeable, but not quite as drastic as on Cassian Andor. Then I've also gotten to take a look at Count Dooku, and I really like how he turned out. I didn't really expect a whole lot of this figure, just simply because I already have so many 3¾-inch Count Dooku figures. Every time I saw it pop up somewhere, I just kind of scrolled past it. And I finally got to take a look at it in person, and I have to say they've done a really good job with this one, especially again the head sculpt. The portrait looks outstanding, the best Dooku that they've made. So if you're missing a Count Dooku figure in your collection, make sure you pick this one up, especially in TVC, because he had not been released previously on a vintage style Kenner card back. So definitely pick this one up. Deluxe Jango Fett from TVC. Again, great figure overall. I really like what the figure looks like aesthetically. The proportions look great. The armor looks great. The accessories included. Everything works really well with this figure. The only downside to him is that he's $27.99 and he's part of the deluxe lineup, which, you know, if you've been collecting for a while, you know that in years past, the included accessories would definitely fit inside of a regular bubble. This does not feel deluxe in any way. And I wish that, I mean, how can you compare this figure with Jango Fett to, for example, a Dark Trooper that comes with an entire charging compartment, where you can see that this would not fit on a regular card. But here with Jango Fett, you get the helmet, you get three flame accessories, two for the thrusters of jetpack, and one flame accessory that you can attach to the gauntlet. And that's really it. You know, one thing that's different here is that they didn't really include a helmet that you can put over the head. They did sculpt a new helmet So you have to unplug the head first and then plug the helmet on. So it's not a helmet that's actually functional per se. So that's, you know, that was their approach. It does look good, so, you know, can't really complain. Of course, he does come with the two blasters that he's got in the jetpack. But again, the accessories included with this deluxe version of Jango Fett, it feels like that could have been definitely part of a single carded release as well. I mean, when you look at the first Jango Fett that they've come out with back in, I think it was 2010, 2011, I think. That came with a poncho, came with attachments that you could plug into the forearms, came with the pilot headgear. None of this stuff is included here with this release, which is kind of mind-boggling, honestly. You would think that at least somebody on the Star Wars team looks at this and says, this is not deluxe. There is not enough included here. We could definitely put all of this stuff on a regular card as well. But nobody apparently spoke up about that. And I think price-wise, this is really disappointing. This should be a $17 release or a $15 release. But it's a good figure. So if you can find Jango Fett for a deal... Actually, I said it's $27.99, which is not true. I think they dropped the price down to $24.99 for this one. But again, if you can find this... you know, if you can get a deal on this one, definitely pick it up. But I don't think it's worth the full price, especially if you already own the original release. Professor Huyang, I've taken a look at him. He's now listed on galacticfigures.com, so you can read up on it and check out all the images and the accessories. You know, I think this is a really good example of how incredibly well they can sculpt things these days and how detailed they can make a sculpt. And I mean, this figure has the tiniest of grooves in the armor, which are also in the original, you know, outfit in the Ahsoka show. But where this figure is lacking big time is the paint application. The base color on the body does not scream metallic at me at all. This feels very plasticky, very dull. It's just not painted very well. And there's tons of tools hanging and sculpted onto that skirt that Professor Huyang wears, but it's all completely unpainted, simple brown plastic. It's really sad to see that, especially the cables in the abdominal area. I mean, come on, even the Episode 1 C-3PO from 1999 had all these cables painted on the stomach, and here with Huyang, there's nothing painted here at all. And then when you look at the additional arms that are included for the backpack, or even the tool that he comes with and that data pad, there is no paint on these things. It's just completely beige, grayish looking plastic. None of the details were painted on those accessories. So again, you know, Professor Huyang from the Vintage Collection is sculpted really nicely, but lacking when it comes to paint. And not just a little. I mean, this one could... Yeah. All right. I mean, the question is then, you know, should you skip this figure and pick it up for the collection, or skip it or pick it up? And, you know, the question is, what is the alternative? And a lot of times there really aren't any alternatives when it comes to the 3¾-inch line because, well... You know, Hasbro holds the master license, and if there's a brand new character that they've only made one of, there is no alternative. In this case, however, you do have the alternative of the Disney Droid Factory version, but that by itself didn't really turn out that well either. So, tough call on this one. Height-wise, this Huyang is a lot taller than the Disney Droid Factory version by quite a bit. I would say probably more than a head, actually. So I would probably go with TVC over Droid Factory if given the choice. But with the Droid Factory set, you do get an additional 3 droids from the Ahsoka TV series. So something to think about as well when you're going around shopping for a 3¾-inch Professor Huyang. All right, but if you know, if you want to get more details about any of those figures, check out galacticfigures.com. All the figures are listed now. All the images are up there, the accessory guide, commentary, the whole thing is listed now. As far as Black Series goes, I've added the Darth Vader from the Black Series line. That's a reissue, but on a New Hope packaging. Plus, I added Wicket, and I finally added that 40th anniversary Darth Vader as well to the website. And another one which I added is the Paz Vizsla, which is also a, you know, a repack, but in the mural line. And so you can build out your mural on the shelf when it comes to the packaging. And yeah, if you want to get some of the details on those figures, check out the website, please. All right, so I think that's where I'm going to wrap up this episode of the podcast for now. But as you know, there's going to be more news this coming Friday. Plus, we have May the 4th. Who knows what else Disney or Lucasfilm is going to throw at us. If you're going to go see The Phantom Menace on the big screen, you know that there's a 3-minute or so additional featurette at the end of the movie for The Acolyte. So you get another look at that show that's coming out. So that's going to be exciting. And then also we have The Tales of the Empire that's going to be out with 6 episodes on May the 4th this year. And of course, you know, The Bad Batch is going to conclude on Wednesday. So we have a few really, really nice days ahead of us filled with Star Wars, and it's going to be great. So awesome. So again, thanks for listening. Stay tuned to galacticfigures.com. Subscribe to the podcast to not miss a show, and I'll be back soon with another episode. So thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one.
It's a wrap for this episode, but the next one is just around the corner. So make sure to subscribe. Meanwhile, have fun browsing over 4,000 Star Wars figures on galacticfigures.com, the Star Wars action figure database. The website helps you look up and identify Star Wars figures. Leave your own figure reviews in the comments, or check out photo galleries, figure info, news, press releases, or event coverage from New York Toy Fair and Star Wars celebrations. Thanks for listening. Check the links in the description, and remember to subscribe.